It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com. Welcome back.
We're thankful for them. We're thankful for all our sponsors, and we're so thankful for you.
Yes, we are. It's the season of gratitude.
Okay. And we, yes, we are happy that, you know, everybody's still healthy and safe. Mm-hmm. And as a result, had a smaller Thanksgiving this year.
We did. We barely made it to Thanksgiving. We had a mishap, which we'll talk about in a minute.
We should probably just jump into it.
Yeah, why not?
It was good that we have fewer bums to put on the toilet seats because it could have been a problem. As much of a little brat Stevie Nips can be, had it not been for the fact she was trying to escape out of a new hole in my fence, I never would have gotten a whiff of sewer gas.
That just whooped you in the face as you stepped outside.
And I went to correct her, walked past our, because we're out here, you know, a little bit in the country.
In the boonies.
Yeah. So we have sewer, septic. That's what they call it.
I don't know. I'm kind of a city folk.
Whatever. They have septic. All right. So that's what we have. And there was this whiff of sewer gas.
Oh.
I'm like, what is that? So I, in my little country way, just pulled the lid off the septic tank.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
The germaphobe that you are.
I know. Well, I had to look. And oh my gosh, it was filled to the brim.
Ugh.
Now keep in mind, before Labor Day weekend, I looked in there just to make sure everything's good. And it was bone dry. So somewhere between then and now,
yikes,
it all backed up. Well, apparently my pump had broken. So I called 5 different places, no return. Some of them were 24 hours too, no return calls. And then finally I remembered, you're going to love this discovery work. I remember I'd taken a picture of Stevie Nips when she was down at the fence line. She was watching the next door neighbors get their doo-doo pumped out of their septic.
Oh.
Do you remember that picture?
No, but did you look at the truck or something?
I found the name on the truck.
Brilliant.
And called them, and gosh darn it, they're the sweetest. A and B. I recommend them highly. Tina took my calls. Tina dispatched Jason. Jason and Jeremy came out and they took care of me. I was so relieved.
Lifesavers.
Yes.
That was a ticking time bomb. Had you not discovered that?
Can you imagine?
Our stinky
turkey would have been stanky. But it never fails. Things like this happen when I'm going to have some people in the house.
They really do.
It really, I mean, there's so many occasions I think about it when, like, downstairs the heater, the furnace, I guess it's like a retrieve valve or water comes out of it. It was all backed up, flooded my basement, you know, on that end.
Right before company.
We've
had a refrigerator go out before.
Yes.
Before a summer holiday.
Pyrex dish exploded one time.
Glass everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's always something.
But you know, at the end of the day, we're just thankful. You have to be thankful. It all worked out.
Yes,
and,
it did.
And now I know that I can probably rest easy and just, you know, eat a lot of fibrous foods for about 3 to 6 years.
Or be a private investigator.
That too. I do think I have maybe an offshoot here to experience. But so we put it on Facebook. You people are too funny because you too have been experiencing what we're calling holiday mishaps. Yeah. So we're going to come back and share some of those with you next. It's Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental, northstarfamilydental.com.
Where you will never have a disaster. It will always be smooth sailing.
It's true.
However, you put one foot in my house, you'll have a disaster. Never
That's
fails.
That's just the way we do holidays.
We were just talking just a second ago if you joined us. So the sewer, the septic backed up. It was filled. The pump broke. No idea until the radical crazy dog went out there in the backyard and I happened to smell sewer gas.
Right before Thanksgiving.
Thankfully, we got it fixed in time. Not like you want to spend the money, but it was a fiasco. Could have been worse. Could have been much worse.
Oh, yeah.
So we threw it out there on Facebook wanting to know what have been some of your holiday mishaps. You have some very funny Facebook stories.
And here's a good plug. Don't forget, you can always follow us on Facebook, Sean and Sid, on Instagram, Sean_and_Sid, our website, SeanandSid.com.
There you go.
So I'm going to rattle off a few of these. We'll go back and forth. Hilarious submissions by some of the listeners. Holiday mishaps.
Okay.
So Beth said, I lost the diamond out of my wedding ring, and we believe it was tossed away with the turkey carcass. I didn't discover it was missing until cleanup. I had already taken off my ring in the middle of stuffing the turkey. So I wonder if literally they carved that turkey and her diamond of her wedding ring was in the turkey.
Somewhere.
That's an expensive turkey.
Breaking. Matt said, I baked a ham overnight that was already cooked. I didn't know that all you have to do is warm it up. Needless to say, I burnt the ham. In a panic, I called around to different grocery stores. They were all closed. I called Bob Evans and they had a ham. And though keep in mind that my husband already told his mom that I make the best ham. So the pressure was on. And Bob Evans, though, wanted an arm and a leg at the time. So I decided instead, I tried to add hot water and sugar to my already very burnt ham. He said, what a first impression. But to this day, we laugh about it.
Oh, it's ham jerky. This one's pretty funny also. Okay. Funny but scary. Heidi said that they were cooking the turkey the night before. That recipe must be just low and slow. But she said the stove caught on fire in the middle of the night. Her sister woke up and thought that the house was foggy and just went back to sleep. She said, good thing her dad woke up.
Oh, my gosh.
It was on fire.
I think sister was foggy.
A little wine.
A little wine. John, speaking of wine, he said, we went to parents' house for Thanksgiving. I brought the wine, of course. I forgot the wine opener. They didn't have one, and the neighbors don't drink. Long story short, I did take the wine outside and pounded the bottom of the bottle against a tree. I thumped it until the cork finally came out. Problem solved. No trees or bottles were harmed. How funny. That story is still told to this day, he said.
Maureen said that their gravy completely exploded. They must have had the glass on a hot surface or something.
Oh.
Shattered everywhere. Her dad was no help. Ran and grabbed the camera to get pictures. She said, God bless dysfunctional families.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that true?
Paula says, I was at a Thanksgiving where the oven caught on fire. The house was full of people. Fire department came. And then another Thanksgiving where the oven stopped working. So we had to take a turkey down the road to the neighbors to finish cooking. Everybody has something.
They really do. Garbage disposal went out. It was already full. They had to basically make do throughout the day, couldn't get it fixed.
And Joellen finally says, I ended up in the ER for surgery one Thanksgiving after pulling down the platter only used once a year from the top cabinet. Everything was done but the gravy. So my two teenage daughters decided they would give gravy a try. While 20 hungry people waited for dinner, they said they could have hung wallpaper with that gravy, but they tried.
Oh, no. Gravy glue.
How fun. Well, good. Thank you. That was cheaper than therapy.
Yeah, that makes us feel a lot better.
Much better. And I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, too. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Diet Pepsi.
I know a lot of people may have done a little Black Friday weekend shopping or getting ready for Cyber Monday. So that being said, you know, it's hard to find unique fun gifts.
It really is.
You know, I have run out of ideas all the time. You and your brother are so hard to buy for.
And I feel like as we get older, we're even more hard to buy
for.
Oh,
it's so hard to buy for you.
I don't want anything.
Well, that's wonderful.
That's good for you.
So far, that's what you're getting.
Cole? Maybe. All right. Well, we can always count on Oprah for a lot of things. She always comes out with her favorite things list.
Yeah.
And she has for 2020. Oprah, your list is not my list.
Oprah, baby, I love you, but you're out of touch.
Just a little bit. Like,
this stuff is crazy expensive, always every year. Same this year?
It is. Okay. And she comes up with some creative things. They're a little different, like high-end random gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them aren't like anything with technology or anything. It's just very basic items,
okay,
but ridiculously expensive.
All right.
For instance, a $78 set of olive oil.
Is it how many bottles of olive oil?
It's produced in southern Italy. It looks like it's a set of two. It is. Set of two. Called Lina, and the other one is Turi.
Okay.
Sweet and bitter notes of artichoke. So if you're interested in really expensive olive oil.
That's so expensive. I mean, I've I bought a gift pack not too long ago, and it was maybe $40 for two, 45
I always for two. Overpour my olive oil too, I would feel so guilty.
Yeah, I get it.
Just be everywhere.
So that's almost $80 worth right there for two bottles.
This one might be the most ridiculous.
Okay.
$165. It is what is called a log bag. So it's literally a bag that you are supposed to carry fire logs in.
Into your house from?
Yeah, let me show you.
It's a log bag. I use usually my hoodie sweatshirt.
Do you really?
When I can't carry it all in my hands, I just kind of pull the hoodie out and just stick it in there.
You could start selling sweatshirts, sweatshirts.
Take that, Oprah.
I love tea. I'm actually drinking some now. Mm-hmm. $96 tea set. You only get six.
Oh.
It is a set of six organic and ethically sourced teas.
So you only get six. Wait, when you say set, do you get the glasses or the teacups and saucers?
No. Oh, no.
This is just different tea bags.
I think it's the loose leaves. But yeah, it's tea.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to read her her tea leaves right now. You are stinking rich. Okay. If you don't even care.
I just feel like I would feel so guilty sipping on that.
Yeah.
All right. $264 cashmere hoodie. It's not even a sweater.
I could carry my fire logs in comfort.
I think I have this sweatshirt from Walmart, but it's just not alpine cashmere.
Wow.
$164. Oprah, come on. We need this for the regular people.
I know, but that's not who Oprah is. And I mean, she is. But in this case, she's like, look, you know, I can afford some extreme luxury. So here's what I would recommend if you're looking for something different and you have money to burn.
That's true. How about $56 worth of salt?
No.
Two different types. Black lava. And I can't even say it because I am not Oprah. Okay. Anyways, an espresso machine for $800. God love her. Oh, $3,500 for an outdoor flat screen TV.
$3,500. Wow.
Yeah, I think I'll stick with my favorite gift every year, which is a pair of socks or a pack, even better.
You like things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good to know. Me, on the other hand, I'm thinking that. That cashmere hoodie to carry my logs might be kind of good.
You can carry a lot of logs in that thing.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Wholehearted Workshops, the workshops for women, wholeheartedworkshops.com.
Or men in dresses. You know why we say that? No judgment here, people. No judgment. Harry Styles, who Sydney is probably much more familiar with. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know One Direction. Mm-hmm. I followed his Watermelon.
love that song.
I do like that song. Watermelon Jenga. That was my summer song.
It was. And it drove me nuts because that is the only line of the song that you knew. Watermelon Jenga, hi. And you have to say it just like that.
I had to. So he has made some, I guess, some ripples throughout the land.
He has, in a lot of ways.
He has appeared on the cover of Vogue magazine, mm-hmm. In many dresses, some skirts, multiple variations. And granted, Vogue is high fashion. Right.
Right.
So they're going to push the envelope no matter what.
He's been at award shows in skirts.
Oh, so this is a normal thing.
Oh, this is a thing. This is kind of his style. He likes to wear nail polish and I'm sure there's a statement out there, but there's like intention behind it. He really wants to break down the barriers of men and their clothing choices having to be so masculine. Oh. He's like, I feel like I should be able to wear whatever I'm comfortable in and can express myself in.
So it started the debate. Now, we have arguments for why men could wear, should wear skirts and dresses. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there are those who have their own beliefs that they are anti-men in skirts and dresses.
Yes.
So there's an article, actually, and it was on lovetoknow.com, and it's in their fashion section. So some arguments supporting why skirts and dresses are reasonable body coverings for men include, these are from the men themselves.
Okay.
They're comfortable, non-constricting, cooler in hot weather.
Yeah.
Attractive, they say. Some can be very pretty. People should be at liberty to wear a dress if they want, they say.
It's true.
Yeah. Attitudes are sexualized. It's not fabric. Neither gender has to be locked in a mini or a maxi skirt. Women wear pants, so turnabout's fair play.
Oh, okay.
That's an interesting argument right there. Mm-hmm. And fashion is freedom.
Now, I have a couple arguments myself.
Please, go.
Back in the olden days, men wore skirts.
Well.
Is that in your article?
It's part of it, but you're right.
And then you think about all these babies getting baptized. They're all in little dresses.
In little dresses. Yeah, and fingernail polish and singing Watermelon Sugar High.
Yeah. Yeah. So, valid reasons.
Uh-huh. So then you've got the people who are going to be, of course, critical. Right? Mm-hmm. They just say it doesn't look right. It's too effeminate. You can see where this
yes,
is coming.
Yes. Yeah.
It's disruptive. It's just attention grabbing.
It's disruptive. Is this really ruining your day?
I know. It's drafty.
Oh.
Okay. All I know is that when I saw Braveheart and Mel Gibson running over the hill in his kilt, I don't think there was anything hotter than that guy at that moment in time.
There is something about a kilt.
Exactly. So do you think it's going to catch on? I mean, you have a boyfriend. Could you in a million years ever see him want to put a skirt on?
No.
Okay.
No.
Anybody you
But he's not Harry Styles.
That's a very good point. Can you think of anybody in your immediate circle who might opt for a skirt?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but they are in the fashion
industry. They're in the fashion industry.
The people that I'm thinking of.
Okay.
They are.
I can't think of one person at work that would wear one. However, Cameron Fontan has great knees.
Does he?
So if anyone was going to.
Well, he's just beautiful, so that makes sense. Yeah. I don't know, but Harry Styles is really paving the way. So maybe in a couple years, this
you know
will be
what?
A thing.
Whoever would have thought 2020 would be like it is this year. 2021 could be the year of the man skirt.
You never know. Uh-uh. But welcome to the world of shaved legs, guys.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Merle Norman at Polaris.
Yes, got my holiday makeup there at the Polaris location. Yeah, I had to really, pack up a lot because...
Because the skin's getting dry and there's a lot to cover this time of year.
Yeah, there really is. I can only cover so many of my flaws, so I might as well start with my face.
Right? It's always a good start.
Okay. Merle Norman at Polaris. We love them.
We do. I need a moment to vent. Okay.
All right.
Stress levels are high, I think, in general right now because of the quarantine experience.
Right.
Typically, what I do to de-stress is I will go to the gym.
Well, good for you. I drink Cabernet.
Maybe I do that after. Maybe that's why I go to the gym. But right now, I feel like gyms are even more stressful because it can, if you're not doing it the right way, it can be a germ pool.
And you might be stressing out everybody else around you, right? Because there are some people are so considerate and some people are just...
Right.
Dordos.
Well, I think in general, the gym kind of brings out the worst in people.
Yeah, you're right.
Or at least you can really tell someone's cleanliness and their personality by their gym habits.
I think you're right. People are either very considerate or they're not.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, I live in an apartment and the gym is small. So when I go down, I am crossing my fingers and toes that there's nobody in there.
Yeah, I get it.
These times I get skeeved out, not loving it if someone's down there. Well, there is always the same guy down there, and someone did not teach him gym manners. I mean, he is. It's like he is going out of his way to make me mad.
What is he doing?
He, God love him. I'm sure he's a great guy, but he will get out.
I love when people say, God love him, and then go ahead and.
I feel like that forgives me for what I'm about to completely judge everything that he does.
That's okay. Go ahead.
He gets out every weight that he could. I mean, We're talking 40 down through.
It takes him out of the rack.
Takes him out of the rack.
And doesn't put him back.
Nope. Takes him to his section. And he will do his whole little work. He's not even using half the weights, but he has them in his area.
Oh my gosh.
Then I'm on the treadmill and I'm watching him put back all of the 10 weights that he touched without wiping them down.
Ugh.
He's sweating all over the place. And he's in decent shape, but he is breathing heavily. No mask. And he's one of those that's loud. I'm just like, oh, man. And then last thing, before...
Is it gassy too? Because they get that way.
Yeah, yeah. Protein powder will really do that to you.
Protein powder.
I don't know. I keep my mask on, so I do not have to smell
smart girl.
This stank. But he also just makes an effort to really spread out. So he will be on one machine on one side of the room, and then his little weight stash will be on the other side. And then he's texting, and he's just sitting down at one of the benches. I'm like, holy, this is just your gym, and I'm living in it. It's wild.
We were talking about the smelly guy. Did I tell you about the time I was working out, and the guy just sat there? He had his headphones on and was the most flatulent, loud person as he was pushing up his weights and grunting. And I'm looking over at the girl that was next to me, and we're looking at each other like, how can he possibly not hear what is happening right now?
Yeah.
Are they oblivious? Are they rude? Are they doing it on purpose? I don't get it.
I don't either. I really don't. But I have some tips if you are going back to the gym. These are quickly what you can do to stay safe. So the first one is, don't do things that you don't need to. For instance, don't shower. Maybe don't hug your friend at the gym. Kind of get in, get out. Don't text while you're there.
Yeah, just you know, do your thing.
Be on your mission.
All right.
Don't put your sweaty towels on public surfaces.
Ugh.
Love it.
Yeah.
Avoid the big weights when you go back, just because you literally might be out of shape and you might hurt yourself. Don't work out on the floor. So I think about this. Yeah. I don't do abs anymore at the gym. I'll go home, do my little circuit, get out of there.
Me too.
Because there is a big man that is just breathing all over the room.
That's true. Yeah.
And of course, wear your mask, even though it's uncomfortable, and don't forget to wash your hands. Please, also, wash the weights. Wipe them down.
Oh my gosh. I'm so proud of you at this moment. I taught you so well. I'm so proud of you. My baby germaphobe.
Baby germaphobes given some death stares at the gym.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
And by the way, with the holidays coming, this is really an opportune time to have those tough talks. So if you're going to be with your family, maybe you guys could be talking about whether or not mom and dad or grandma and grandpa might need a little additional help. We recommend First Light Home Care so much. Family-run business. They'll take great care of you. And the peace of mind you'll get is certainly worth that phone call. So get a hold of them. FirstLightHomeCare.com. All right. So we talked about the grossness that can happen in a gym if there are some very disrespectful, grunty people next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sid's been dealing with that.
I know a few.
I'm kind of more inclined to stay in and work out right now. Or do it safely. A lot of people are doing it virtually, right? Mm-hmm. So they have put together on CNET.com the list of what they say are your best YouTube channels to subscribe to be able to take on their workouts during quarantine.
For free.
For
I'm assuming.
Free.
Awesome.
This is so good. And these are all different kinds of things. So like if you like to do the dance workouts, there's somebody called the Fitness Marshall. His name is Caleb Marshall. And he does all of his workout routines to pop songs, you know, like Kelly Clarkson and Genuine. So, you know, full disclosure, I asked her, I said, who's Genuine? She goes, Genuine? Okay.
No, wait. I don't know who they are.
Oh.
I thought you were just asking me how that's pronounced.
Oh. I thought you know the song Pony by Genuine. Is it Genuine?
No, but I'm glad that you really take everything I say
anymore,
to heart.
Not anymore, big fat liar. Okay, so there's, if you like to do that kind of thing, do the dance moves. If you like the high intensity training, they say do Pop Sugar Fitness because they have a bunch of different high intensity workouts for you. If you like Pilates, maybe that's your workout, then try Blogilates. That's hard to say. You don't have to say it, just do it. They say it's very popular, close to 4.5 million subscribers focusing on different kinds of Pilates workouts.
I would like to try that because I've never done Pilates.
Okay.
Well, I feel like you always have to go to a class. So online, that might be a safe space to do that.
They say the certified fitness trainer, the instructor, Casey Ho is her name. They say her friendly demeanor makes laying on a mat and working your core and your legs and your bum and your arms enjoyable. Anyway, yoga. There's Yoga with Adrienne, and they say she has amassed more than 4 million subscribers. And they say her personality is awesome, and you can find yoga for anything, relaxation, sciatica pain, fat burning, all these things, depression, hangover yoga. Can you imagine such a thing? And again, her name is Yoga. Her name isn't Yoga. Her name is Yoga with Adrienne. That's the name of the YouTube channel. 5-minute workouts for those of you that likes things like that. It's called Fitness Blender, a husband and wife team.
Cool.
They have over 500 workouts for you. And boxing workouts too with Nate Bauer, Nate Bauer Fitness. I mean, I hate to say it. They even have low impact workouts for walking at home.
Why do you hate to say it?
No, it's just like there's so many things. How can we not be finding something to do?
And now with the smart TVs, you can stream it up on your TV. I don't know why we're not doing this. I was on a couple apps, actually, like subscriptions, where I would get online workouts. And finally, I was just like, I'm not using these enough and I'm paying too much. So a free option would be awesome. I don't know why I haven't done that.
I don't know either, but I know that I have to learn how to pronounce some of these better before I try them. Do you think?
Yeah. Blogilates, Mike.
Blogilates. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Diet Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi. And don't forget the Pepsi family of beverages, because have you had their cranberry bubbly?
Ooh, no.
Oh, it's a holiday favorite. So check out bubbly and all the Pepsi products.
That G&J sounds Pepsi. Festive.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
In preparation for all of our festivities,
yes,
we should probably think about saving some money.
That would be nice.
So I'm here to get real with you.
Or you can
pay
for sewers and things like I do, septic tanks.
Necessities, adult things. Well, I'm trying to save for your Christmas gift.
Oh, good. Okay. Don't let
me
stop you.
So that's important.
Go ahead.
Discover actually has some awesome tips for how to save for the holidays.
Well, we better get cracking here, lady.
I know. Which one of them is like, oh, you should probably start thinking about this in the summer. So we missed that, that guideline. But the first one, and it's no fun, and I'm horrible at this. Treat yourself a little bit less.
Okay.
In this season of giving, start to think about what you can scale back on to save a couple dollars.
Don't take my wine. Please don't take my wine.
Okay, I agree. Maybe wine can stay, but like the $4 latte that you're getting every single day.
Yeah.
Can you mix in a cup from home?
And maybe don't buy your lunch at work.
That's what this says. Skip the $11 or $15 lunch a couple times a week. Right now, I think we're saving on that because people are working from home.
That's true.
This is pretty cool, though. Just saving those lunch amounts, granted, for the entire year can save you about $1,400.
Wow.
Two items, so saving on coffee and on lunch, can save you about $2,500.
Think of the present you could get me, Sid.
Wow. I could actually get you something off of Oprah's giving list.
Oh, I don't care.
Her favorites list.
No.
Maybe that cashmere sweater?
The cashmere hoodie. Okay, maybe that.
I can do that. All right. Get to know your old friend, Cash, again.
Oh, everybody says that. Get away from the cards, the ease of the cards, and start spending cash, and you'll realize what you're spending.
Yeah, literally withdraw the amount that you can afford to spend for the holiday season. Put it in an envelope. Shop with that.
Excuse me over here.
Yes, yes.
So many people, though, are doing contactless payments right now. So that might not be a very good hint. You know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean. Well, what do we do?
Then you use your credit card, because now you're back to that.
How about just know how much you're spending? I can find myself like, maybe I'll avoid the Discover total until payday Friday. And then I'm like, I can handle that balance. Look at it all the time. No surprises.
Oh, you look at it all the time.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, you should be. That's what Discover says. Do your homework. You need to know how much you're able to spend.
Okay.
Make a shopping list and check it twice and stick to it. Who's on the good list? Who's on the naughty list? You don't need, they had a good point. You don't need to buy everyone a present.
You know, I think this year is the first year I would feel really confident saying, let's just not exchange or something, you know, to people. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody can get on board with that if you talk to them like now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Otherwise, it's embarrassing if you show up and you don't have a gift for them.
Well, it might be a huge stress relief for them because they don't have to reciprocate.
Right.
So maybe have those conversations. Start having those.
Okay. Sid, I'm not getting you a thing.
Well, I'm taking back your gift. Well, so
just telling you, that was just took a breather. Woo, that took a lot of stress off me. You're right, it works.
All right, well, I'll take something handmade. It says that you can.
Really?
Yeah, in substitute for buying something, you can actually make things that are homemade and they're from the heart. It can be a terrific gift, which is true.
It's true. I made you a macaroni necklace. I hope you like it.
Looks like something Versace would make. So this is beautiful.
See?
Thank you.
Thank you, glass half full.
Last one. Use your technology. We have so many apps now that are at our fingertips to track your spending.
Oh, yeah.
Or round up so you save a little bit every time you're spending. Mm-hmm. That sort of thing.
Or sit there and just keep your Venmo open and hope somebody sends you something. Merry Christmas to me. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios. They are in Grandview. Mm-hmm. Check them out, especially if you have some holiday photos coming up.
If you want your hairs did pretty, go there.
Done up all voluptuous like.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, if we're going to get a picture together, we got to like hurry.
Yeah.
We have to Photoshop your brother because he's out in LA, so he won't care, will he?
No. Families are talking about this. You know, how do you do family photos if you're trying to be uber safe and do them from home?
And not do a photo shoot.
Do you set up your own mini green screen, or are you like us about, this is probably 6 years ago now. We just went out to a local train track and just stood on it.
Which is against the law, by the way. I found out after the fact. Did you know that?
Did not.
So thank you. I'm now going to do 10 years. I appreciate you bringing that up.
But the photo was great.
It was a fun photo. Anyway, so if you have to be creative, like right now, I'm not really feeling the picture so much.
No.
Well, I mean, I've got, this is hard to admit, I have maskne.
Maskne.
It is acne you get because you're wearing a doggone face mask.
That is a real thing.
I have a monster poinsettia pimple.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, thank you. You don't have to point it out, lady.
At least it's a poinsettia.
NASA called me and like, wow, what is all that girl's face? We're up here on the space station. We see it from here.
Isn't that crazy? It's totally from the mask.
It is. And wearing makeup. I know it is. I know it is.
And like the condensation from talking and breathing.
Yeah. So what's going on with your eyeball?
Well, my eyeball, I now have what I think is a budding sty.
Oh, lovely.
Is that not a picture for you all out there? So hopefully that calms down before we take our family photo.
This might not be the year for the family photo, no, I'm thinking.
Maybe we skip it.
But if people are doing it themselves, you have some tips for those of you who are trying to make it work.
I do. You know, make sure that your lighting is right. If you're doing it in your basement or grandma's basement, turn on the lights or something.
That's a good idea.
I'm telling you, these are pretty basic.
Easy. Okay.
Yeah. Frame your subject. So say your subject is your toddler that won't stop moving.
Oh, what do you mean frame it?
I don't know. Just make them at the center. Make sure that you're not off center.
Make the little one be in the middle of the photo.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, it doesn't really say that, but I think that's what we're getting from this.
We're making up these rules. Keep in mind, we're not going to do this.
No, we're definitely not. Okay.
So we know so far, turn on grandma's lights. Mm-hmm. It's too dark down there. Put the angry toddler in the middle of the photo. These are going to be beautiful photos, by the way.
Beautiful. Use your camera settings. So even on an iPhone, there's some preset filters. Oh. You might be able to use like a timer.
With an iPhone anymore, they're so advanced. They're like better than a lot of professional, you know, pictures.
Turn on portrait mode and that macne is like gone.
Maskne, thank you.
Maskne. Whatever it is.
If you're going to make fun of my pimples, say it the right way. Okay.
And, you know, moral of the story, you can always edit.
That's very true.
So that maskne, it has no chance against little blur.
I'll be all natural and just own it.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem. You just own it. But I'll be owning my sty right next to you.
Good girl. Hey, if you want to check out our show, you could do so anytime. Maybe share it with some of the people you're going to be with over the next couple of weeks. You know, if they've never checked out our podcast, tell them how to do it, Sid.
Well, you can find us on Spotify, find us on iTunes, our website, seanandsid.com. That is kind of a one-stop shop. You can find our links to social media, to our Wind Down with Sean and Sid videos.
And we appreciate you watching those. We get so much fun feedback from
that. Yeah. And then links to the podcast also. So that's where you find us.
All right. Thanks for being here, everybody.
We appreciate you.